everyone, and welcome to Pulling Aggro. We are your co-hosts, Nako and Yasi.
Hi!
Hi! This is our first official episode after our pilot just released. We are happy to be here. We've learned so much since our first episode.
From our attempt of a first episode.
Yes. I gotta say, guys, oh my god, let me stop waving. I have to say, guys, that people hate listening to their voice. They hate listening to a recording of their voice. They hate it, right? So when you have to edit 40 plus minutes of content that is purely your own voice, it's jarring and traumatic. And I had to analyze every single little thing that I said and how I sounded. So hopefully over time I will get better about not being freaked out by that. We will see.
Hopefully, in theory.
I know, oh my gosh. But I feel like we did pretty good, and it was such a nice way to get out the little heebie-jeebies before we started the official series, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, we had lots of laughs. Yes. Lots of good moments.
Oh my
laughing
god.
At each other's failures.
Also,
not failures. I mean,
what was I gonna say? Oh, I was cracking up because while I was editing, I noticed, I guess maybe I have this nervous tic or something where I sniffle a lot when I'm talking.
You were sniffling.
I don't know why. It's so weird. I'm not sick or anything, but
it was so cute. Me and Noah were joking about that.
Oh my god. I'm listening back. I was wondering why I was I don't know why I was doing that. It's just filler for sound, I guess. I don't know. It was weird.
It was cute.
Oh, thanks. So I'm gonna try really hard not to do that anymore, but we'll see. I'm trying really hard not to say like, and I'm trying really hard not to say or sniffle, I guess. So
I had a lot of likes. That's a bad.
It's okay. Yours weren't bad.
I don't know. And then I wasn't talking into my mic because I'm too busy trying to look at you.
Oh, yes.
So I like face away. Oh, I just said like.
It's
look away.
We're new to this. We'll get it down.
We're doing our best.
The more we do it, the more we'll be comfortable doing it. It's okay.
And hopefully you can laugh at us along the way with all of our likes and technical difficulties.
And sniffles. And see, I just did it. Fuck. All right.
Oh, no.
I feel like there was something else I wanted to say about the pilot, but I can't remember what it was.
It'll come to you when it comes to you.
Yeah, we'll talk about something else and then it'll be in my brain. Yeah, overall, pretty good. Pretty good. A little discontent about some things, but you know, that's okay. And then, oh yeah, so as we've been prepping our social medias and since we just uploaded the pilot, I have started to see that there are a lot more Final Fantasy XIV podcasts than I ever thought there was. Which is weird because I had never seen any of them until all of our stuff was up. And then YouTube started suggesting it, right?
Well, and that too is because since we are like using those hashtags, we're using those search words, like our algorithm's starting to boost them too.
Oh, that makes sense.
But so I think that's how we found them, because we say FF and podcast.
I think what's weird, well, maybe it's all of my social media algorithms tied together, but it was on my personal YouTube that I saw one of them.
Oh.
Yeah, which is weird.
That's crazy.
I know. I think Google knows or something. I don't know. They're listening to
Google's
me.
Google's watching us.
They know.
Google's looking at us right now through our webcams.
Yes. But I don't know how many I've seen. One I knew about, actually, I should say that. The Arthas and Quasi one. They just started that recently, I think. And then
I sent you the Crystalline Forge.
Oh, yes, that one. And then Jesse Cox has one. You know him? He has a beard and wears glasses. And his videos went really popular because he started, he's one of those big video game people who started 14 and then everyone got obsessed.
If I saw a picture of him, I might recognize him.
But he has a podcast and I think his is pretty good from what I've seen so far.
We have to collect data.
I know. But he's like, he's a super cool, super, he's probably like one of my favorite 14 content creators, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big title to give out. Your favorite 14 content creator?
Yes, I think so. Because whenever he went through Shatterbangers, he legit cried on stream. So I have to get,
like in that moment? Yeah.
Like, yeah. I was like, you know what, dude? He knows what's up. He's crying. He's holding back his emotions. And then the other podcasts I haven't listened to, but just know, guys, that I had literally no idea prior to starting this. And I guess what makes us cool is we have VTubers, which maybe there's after I put this episode out, there's probably going to be a VTuber a VTuber podcast that's been going for a year that I've never heard of until now.
I know, we're going to be like those assholes.
I know.
We're like, oops, yeah, we're bad now.
We've been ripping other people's ideas.
No, we haven't, we swear.
I know, we're trying our best.
But, I mean, that's good though, is, you know what, this has been, not only are we like meeting people in the community through our socials so far, but now we're learning about other creators in the space
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so. That's true. That is cool.
It's a win-win.
Do you have any favorite 14 comment? Oh, I can't talk. 14 content creators.
I love the Llama Todd situation. I don't love what's happened, but I love the update videos. They are very entertaining. But besides that, Drac, I forget. I think it's like Silverstein is his last name. Drac something something.
Yeah.
He posts videos of him and his static, and those videos were always really funny. I don't know if he's still making videos as much.
Was he the one that did the limit break thing? Maybe it wasn't him.
I don't know. I think he used to raid with Larryzor, and that's how I found him.
Oh.
I don't know, but I oh my gosh, his videos were so funny. And then, honestly, I've been seeing a lot of really good G-posers on TikTok.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm kind of starting to stan a few people on
Ooh.
One of them says Catboy Himbo. Oh my gosh, he's so funny. I love his videos.
Is that his little username, Catboy Himbo?
No, he's a Frostbar.
Oh, okay.
He's so cute. I love it.
It's you know what? Fun. I actually stan male Hrothgars.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because in the one scene specifically with Shishtola and that Hrothgar yes. and the MSQ picks him up, I was like, yes. Ooh, picks him? Picks her?
Yeah. I forgot his name. What was his name?
I don't know. Names are hard. I think in the past 5 minutes of talking, we've forgotten like three names.
I know. Oh my gosh.
We're trying. We need to like write names down.
What is Hrothgar Yshtola? What's his name? It starts with the. What's his name? It starts with an M. Isn't it? Well, okay. Runar. That's definitely not an M name. Runar? It's R-U-N-A-R.
Why is that not familiar? Oops.
It was a while ago, so it's okay. We don't remember.
Yeah, it's okay.
But, yeah, my idea for a while was I wanted to ship my cat girl with a male Hrothgar. And I was gonna choose, okay, in Dottrill, whenever you're in the country town, Shalotani or whatever, you know, the cowboy town,
the old west.
Yeah, the old west one. And then there's the Hrothgar, and he's got a southern accent. And I was thinking maybe he'd be my husband, but he was only there for a short time, so he's not my husband anymore. But I thought about it.
Your husband is Emmett. Okay, that's another one. Okay, so there's somebody on TikTok too. And they make the most beautiful videos of their character and Emmett.
What?
And, like, loving each other throughout different timelines. Okay, you have to look at the saves.
All right.
I'd be saving this stuff.
I'm going to be up till 3 a.m. tonight scrolling through all their content.
Yes, so good.
I keep losing track of what I'm thinking, dude. This is so hard.
Of your MSQ lovers.
Oh, yes.
Random.
Oh, yeah, because we, like, because we're supporters of the male Hrothgar player base.
Absolutely.
Even though most of them are bears, but, you know.
I think the ratio is, like, 97% of bears.
97? That's a pretty good, a pretty accurate number, I think.
I think, yeah. I think it's a fair estimate.
How do we get talking about Hrothgars again?
Because somebody in our community.
Himbo Hrothgar man. I'm excited to see the TikTok side of 14 content because, well, I don't use TikTok that much. So maybe I had to delete it off my phone for a while because I was getting too into it, you know, doom scrolling way too much. But I'll try to limit my screen time on there.
I'll set parental controls for you.
Thank you, I need it. Because during COVID, I was, like every other person, you know, scrolling for 3 hours. And I had to eventually take it off my phone. But,
well, now it's research, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Last night I was up until, like, 2 a.m. And I was just going through other community members, like commenting on everybody's posts, subscribing, trying to interact.
I love that.
So it's an excuse now. I'm researching.
Especially since I feel like the 14 TikTok space, I would have never thought it was going to be that bump in, you know?
Well, what I will say is I like it more than the Instagram space.
Oh, okay, okay.
For FF.
Honestly, I
could agree with that. Because FF, it's just pictures, which is still fun, still cute. Mm-hmm. But TikToks, it's so fun. TikToks? Oh my god, I sound like a grandma. The TikToks app.
What's that clock app? Yeah, what's that one clock app?
Me. But it's fun, because people are making these cute edits, and then they have, like, Xenos, or they have Emmett, or whoever, and then they're, like, doing stuff. It's like, oh my god, they're making trends.
And it's cool. You don't have to deal with their emotional baggage like you do on XIV Twitter. Or their crazy takes on XIV Twitter. So
yeah, Twitter's all you. I'm good.
I know. It's because I don't know why I muted so many words on my Twitter so that way certain drama things don't get on my timeline because I was so sick of it for a while where every time some controversy would come up, there's 800 tweets about it. And some, like, a lot of times it's valid because depending on the situation, that person needs to be called out. Like, actually, this past week, there's an account that made 3D Final Fantasy porn with Tifa, someone else, and Marlene, the child. She's literally, like, 4 years old in Final Fantasy VII.
Oh.
Yes.
Four.
Yeah. And their comment, people were fucking ripping on them, obviously, and one of their comments was, I thought she was 8, I didn't think she was 4. Like, that makes it better.
That's crazy. And the fact that my model cannot express, like, she goes smiling. I'm not smiling, okay? My face is bewildered. That's
where's the bewildered tracking on these? We need it now.
I'm not smiling, I swear.
I know.
That's crazy.
So, the community, you know, obviously and rightfully called them out. They got suspended. Their account's gone. Guess what? They made it again. And so then everybody had to go do it again. Had to go through and report them over and over again. And then finally, that account got suspended. Yay! The witch is dead. Nope! Comes back a third time. They have a third account right now.
You're kidding.
No. Isn't that crazy?
Dude, that's diabolical. they're just gonna keep popping up.
Yeah,
it's
so gross. They did not upload the content again. They're just being annoying at this point, but just stuff like that is just so... Ugh.
That's like, disgusting.
Dude, get off the internet. What's wrong with you?
Well, I guess that's a good segue to talk about one motherfucker that followed your G-Pose account.
Oh my god, I know. Some G-Posers will know this person. because I think he's followed. I saw someone, another mutual of mine, talk about this. Or they posted his account name and then they said, "You're fucking sick." And he is very sick. Yeah, this guy followed me, and his Twitter is Final Fantasy 14 something. Why did I think it was Takes?
FFXIV underscore. But for whatever reason, when I search it, he doesn't come up. I was only able to find it because you sent me the link. And he's not private.
He's incognito. And so this account followed me. FFX. And I clicked his profile because it showed up on my following thing. And there was a dick pic literally pinned to the top of his timeline, right? So it's kind of a jump scare because I was not expecting a fucking dick pic at the very top of the timeline, all right?
You're like, OMG, FFXIV followed us. Yeah, or followed me. Because it was a picture of our bunnies. You were a bunny.
Yeah.
For context.
Yes. It was a picture of our sexy little bunnies, and they weren't naked or anything. They were just sexy. And he followed for that.
Per usual, you know.
And then, oh, no, he retweeted it, too. That was what happened.
Yeah, and we were like, uh-oh, we're going to be a tribute.
Yeah, so then I started scrolling this page, and there's just dick, 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 dick. And so I had to fucking block that shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, you blocked him?
I don't know. Maybe I didn't, but
I'm not
going to
lie, because I kept looking, waiting for our tribute.
Oh my god, like, when are we up next?
Like, once a week I was like, oh, I wonder if he made a tribute yet, and I would take a peek just in case. That is not an invitation to make a tribute, just so you know. Disclaimer, please do not.
No,
and the cat characters.
Oh yeah, well, and then I was cracking up because I told you this and you're like, is that the guy that jacks off to G-post pictures on Pornhub? And I was like, there's two of them? There's two of these guys? What the fuck?
I thought it was him. Because, how do I explain this? Yeah, there's a guy on Pornhub, and his name's similar. It's also like, but it's like, wait, worded a little differently. And yeah, he does the same thing. It's him jacking off onto his phone, onto the screen of his phone, and it's a picture of people's characters. I was like, oh my god, wait, are we gonna be on the hub? We started our podcasting careers and our porn star careers in the same, like,
oh god, stretch. Seriously, what the hell, dude?
Without even so trying funny. On the second one.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what, god. Man? It's just, I don't know if I wish, actually. Sometimes I just want to take, like, a peek at the male mind. I don't want to experience it, but, like, just to have it for, like, 2 minutes just to know what that's like. Because I never, oh my god, never in my life would think of that. I would never even think of that.
Think of screenshotting some random people's characters and busting one? Yeah.
Yes, making a whole ass account to do all this and then posting it. And then also, who's that content for? Other dudes? Why do you want to watch a dude jack off to a picture?
That's where it doesn't make sense. Because you think about it, okay, and I'm thinking about it. I'm getting into this headspace, right? And if I'm making a video of me with my wee-wee out, nutting to girls, I would assume that makes me straight, right?
Right.
Okay? So then other men who are straight aren't going to want to look at my wiener and my load and be like, oh, nice wiener, bro. Like, maybe if I was also attracted to men, and I could do this as a woman, I could make a video of as a woman and make it for other women if I was into women, but it's the women aren't doing that.
I know. Because if it was content made for dudes, the dude would be jacking off to a dude pic, like a naked Hrothgar. Yeah. But
so do they think the girls like that they're taking their wieners out and nutting to us?
I don't know. Honestly, I bet you no one's I can't even say bet, because there's probably somebody consuming that content, but...
Well, honestly, for, like, 3 weeks there, it was me, because I kept looking at his page trying to see if he violated our bunnies.
Oh, no.
But I was doing that out of fear.
Oh, yeah, of course. so forth.
Like trying to protect my image. I didn't know if he was wee wee.
Oh no.
Don't get it twisted, okay?
But I think it's one of those things where the person's doing it purely for their own you know, like they're uploading it because it makes them turned on to upload it, you know, to like share it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're not actually, I don't think they're at, well, the Pornhub guy, I don't know, but this
I mean, we don't kink shame in this house, but it sounds like we just did a lot of shaming.
No, I think that you should not have your penis pinned to the top of your Twitter page.
To and maybe ask before nutting.
Yeah, of course.
That's so weird. What is the appropriate way to be like, hey, I want to jerk off to you?
Well, okay.
How did we get here?
I don't know. This is weird. Oh, because we were talking about people on the Twitter. That are weird.
I love talking to you.
I just still can't believe there's two guys that be doing that. It's so funny.
Two different guys. They need to talk. They need to collab.
Oh, they could collab. Oh my god. That's crazy.
We will be the first ones. We will be there. Well, I will be there. Well, I'll be looking.
It's gonna be like jerk inception, because the Twitter guy is gonna find this clip, he's gonna jerk to that, and then the Pornhub guy is gonna find the Twitter guy's post and then jerk. So it's gonna be like, you know.
And then somehow there's gonna be a fax involved, and there's gonna be a faxed picture.
Oh, stop.
Little reference to the pilot.
Oh, golly. No. I'm not ready. Okay. Anyways, enough of the fucking dick Final Fantasy 14 creators.
Reminders, please don't send us dick pics.
Yes, no, you're not
ready. That was not the point of this topic.
Yeah, we're just flabbergasted at the things people do and upload. Oh my god, he's gonna watch this and be so mad that we mentioned him. Or turned on, I don't know. And
he's gonna be like, oh my god, they're degrading me.
Ah, they're talking about me. Ew.
Oh no.
Two girls talking about my penis?
We should link it to him.
Oh, get a feature on his page.
No, I mean, I don't know.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
We just gave this guy a free shout out.
Oh, shit.
Maybe I shouldn't have said his name.
Oh, maybe I could probably post production, bleep it out. Yeah, because okay. Then people are gonna go on there and try to find him. Anyways,
and harass this guy. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, we did not mean. Please leave anybody who nuts alone. Please let people nut.
Yeah, let people nut peace. But that dude did assault my eyes with that, but we'll move past that. Oh yeah, whenever we were talking about 14 actual normal 14 creators, content creators,
yes.
my second favorite content creator is Xenos, and some people don't like him, and that's fine.
Wait.
And Xenos is Bex, bald man.
I just forgot his full name was Xenos.
I know. That's what I knew. I was gonna say that, and it was gonna be weird.
And sorry, no, you got me just really excited. Sorry. Like, let me put my wiener away.
Xenos with an X. How about that? We should say that.
Yeah. Xenos with an X. I love Xeno. I love, 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 love him.
I should have said Xeno, not Xenos. Sorry. And also, what I find so cool is that he's from Kansas, right? And even though I don't live in my home state anymore, I am from Arkansas. So we are practically cousins or something. I don't know. But
maybe you are, and maybe you should. Well, I'm not going to say that.
Anyways.
Anyway, I was not about to make a kissing cousin joke. I think but he's married. Sorry, I'll calm down.
He's married?
Oh,
he's
he,
not
is
married.
Not?
He's not.
I don't know.
I don't think so. There's no way.
Behave, Yassi, behave. Just because he's named Xenos, relax.
No, it's funny because I think he's like, yeah, he's like really attractive. Like his beard is pretty
nice. I love the beard. And I love the shiny head.
I know. And one time I was watching I don't know if it was a video or a stream where he filmed himself shaving his beard. He was doing it on stream, and I was like, why am I so into this right now? Not in that way, but like, you know, entertained. I should say. I was entertained.
Oh my goodness. This Xenos. First episode is just gonna be called Down Bad.
Oh, I know. Either it's us or the wee wee guys. Somebody's down bad in the 14th space somewhere.
But yeah, no, his videos are so good. And I mentioned, like, the Lionel stuff.
Oh, yeah! The Lionel stuff, dude. That shit's so crazy.
It's insane. Been so much fun to watch, though.
I know. I feel so bad for everybody involved because it is probably so stressful and annoying having to go through that. But his determination, Lionel's determination, it's pretty,
yeah.
I gotta give it to him, man.
If he could commit himself to something good, he'd be unstoppable.
He would be fucking, he's curing cancer or something. With how much time and energy he puts into harassing people, it's pretty crazy, yeah. Actually.
If he could just redirect that, he would be a neurosurgeon or something.
The clip where his mom, you can hear his mom in the background getting onto him. So funny.
Well, and I love how everything he said has become a meme in the community.
Oh my god.
Like doing the little voice that he does. Hi, Zemo.
Hi, Zemo.
I'm gonna see you with Beatrice.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Or even just shouting. Oh, and I don't mean this. I love Llama Todd, but even shouting Llama Todd will die has become like a meme too.
Oh my god.
Like a community wide meme.
I like Zeno's. Zeno's outtake, or the way he's approaching it and his outlook on it, I like a lot.
Yeah, he's handling it like such a king.
Yeah, I love it. And he's talking about how he doesn't need that money, but he's just doing it out of pure spite. He's like, I'm gonna get.
He should give me the money.
Money.
I'm just saying. Anyway. Someone you don't need to give it back to the community, please. I'll take it.
But yeah, he is a king. We love him. He's funny. Who else? Can I think of anyone else that I like?
I know Larry Zor is like, I think Larry of Zor. FF content creators, he's the first one that comes to my mind. Actually, he's next is like Zeppla and then Miztek.
Yeah, I think
Mr. Larry. Happy.
Larry is the pinnacle of 14 content creation. For sure.
Well, last content creator I want to bring up though is, was his name Tate? The green cat boy?
Yes.
He had a scandal too.
Yes.
I don't know if he still makes videos.
No, he got snipped out of the community.
Oh.
Because his girlfriend for a long time made this really long post about how shitty he is as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically I can't remember if there was like cheating involved or like what, but he was basically just like a slob and just fed off of her and stuff, I think. I don't remember, but
Spicy mess. So yeah.
And then
I guess it all ties back into just, yeah, everybody's had their shit.
Yes.
In this community.
Exactly. Because I feel like everyone thinks those people I wish I could be like that, or they're so lucky that they can, you know, like, make this their job or whatever. But also, most people that say that would not even be able to handle the amount of, like, fuckery that comes your way when you're in the public eye and a bunch of attention comes to you. A lot of people would not be able to handle that, so, you know.
I hope we can.
I can. The moment someone comes at me with some fucking sideways shit, nope. I am not sensitive.
Like, I'm not doing it.
Yep. Unless you make, well, no, I can't tell you my secrets of what makes me sad, so.
Oh,
I was like, unless. No, we're not gonna say that. Okay.
Unless you say Emmett Silk is stupid.
You know what? I hope you don't like him, because then he's all mine. So you don't like him, that's
you
fine.
And that one girl I was talking about earlier, you're gonna fight over him.
No, I could never. I'm never. I'm
can
not.
You share?
I'm not a possessive of my fictional men. The more the merrier. Dude, there's this person I follow on Twitter that does amazing Emmett art, and they're so obsessed with Emmett, and I like want to retweet everything they do, but it's kind of a lot. Because
I feel like I don't want to overwhelm people.
Yeah, because if they want to see that content, they would follow them and not me, and my whole Twitter feed would be just their posts. But yeah, so I love following people who ship themselves with Emmett and all that. So,
oh, and I should take this chance to mention too, So if you see our replies on socials, we're going to put like little hearts for who it is.
Yes.
So I guess if you have questions for like either of us, or if you're like commenting on a video that's like about Nako, if you're commenting on a video about me, Yasi, then yeah, look for the little hearts, and that's who you're talking to, okay?
Yes.
We're going to try that.
I'm a black heart.
Hopefully that makes sense. Yeah, a little black heart is Nako.
A little pink heart.
I wonder who.
In case the colors didn't give it away.
But just so you all know, and you're not like, what the fuck?
Yes, exactly. And then sometimes maybe it's both of us. Who knows? We become one entity.
Maybe we're going to sit here on a podcast episode and just like read the weird comments. Not weird. We have some fun comments. We have some really fun ones.
Well,
sometimes there's weird ones.
No. The TikTok one that I just farted was weird.
That one was funny. And I figured that you were going to see how I responded and be like, what the fuck? It was.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll bleep that too. Let me write down all the words I gotta bleep in this episode. So we don't dox ourselves and dox other people.
I'm really good at doxing myself.
It's so hard.
We're gonna have a whole freaking blooper of
oh yes, of just us talking about our names.
Oh God.
Okay, so we were talking about content creators. Yeah, I don't think I have anyone else to talk about. I have a lot of GPose accounts I really love, but a lot of those have illegals and they don't like it when you talk about them, so I'm not gonna talk about them, but there are a lot. And yeah, so
yeah. It's we also have to be careful with like naming people too. So like if we've talked about you and we think we're talking about you, we're not saying names because we don't want to get anybody in trouble for bad Yoshi-P's bad softwares.
The Yoshi-P disappointment because we're doing things that he doesn't.
Can I get banned if I say down bad things about Yoshi-P?
I don't think. People
I
want.
Shouldn't.
Yeah, I don't.
He's cute. Anyway,
I think people.
He's cute like a dad, though. I don't know.
Yeah. He's cute like a dad. I was trying to say is people are so protective of him. So, girl, you better be careful.
No, not like bad things, like down bad. Like I think he's cute.
Okay, I like all his
jewelry. And I think he's sweet. No.
Like that one picture of him in the chocobo little thing, little PJ set. He was in a. Chocobo PJ set. Oh my god, that was precious. And whenever he comes out in his little cosplays at the fan fests.
See, you get it. He's cute.
Yeah, he is cute. He's funny.
That's the best content creator.
Yoshi. He is. He's the god of 14, so. I'm so confused, right? Because I thought fan fest was supposed to be this year, but I guess not, which makes me very sad because I wanted to go, but they haven't announced it yet, and it's usually in the summer, so surely it's not happening. But you know what I'm talking about.
I was talking to somebody in our comment section on TikTok on one of our posts about FanFest, and that we're not getting it in
this year.
Yeah, but they're not doing it in the U.S. this year. They're doing it in the U.K. Wait, no, that's not what we're talking about. I don't remember. Goldfish brain.
Anyways, if someone knows,
not here.
If someone knows what's going on with that, please let us know because I am so curious and I feel like no one's talking about it because they usually do it in the U.S., Europe, and then Japan. But they do it. They start FanFest every other year, so you have expansion year and then FanFest, and then expansion year and then FanFest year. So. I thought we were supposed to get one this year so we could know what the next expansion is, but I guess not. So if anyone knows,
Dawn Trail released
last summer.
It'll have been a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
A while ago.
Well, I guess that kind of comes back into talking about, because I know you wanted to talk about this, is the content that we're getting for the subscription that we're paying.
Yeah. So,
we're keeping this price but not getting the content, which I guess applies to FanFest too.
Right.
That's a good segue.
Yeah, so that's a good segue. Look at this.
We're trying so hard. I'm trying so hard. I'm like, don't get us canceled, A. Even from the creator, B. Yeah. I fucked up A already twice. Three times.
Don't dox anyone. That's C. That's what most people have been talking about is they said, some people have said yawn trail. I saw this clip, or it was a reel or TikTok or something earlier, and it was in regards to reading, but it applies to me in this what am I trying to say? It applies to me when it comes to Dawn Trail and all the content, right? And so I saved it, okay. It says, I'm not ashamed to admit I'm a passenger princess, we'll say 14 player. Plot holes need to be sorry guys, let me zoom in. Okay. let me start again. Okay. I'm not ashamed to admit I'm a passenger princess 14 player. Plot holes need to be plot creators before I even understand what's going on. And I have zero theories about anything ever. Just give me feels and decent writing and it's an automatic 5 stars. And I can't even say that Dawn Trail was 5 stars. So that's saying a lot.
Yeah. Well, because there wasn't a lot to feel, I would say.
Yes.
If going off of their unit of enjoyment, of their unit of grading, give me feels, there wasn't a lot to feel.
Yeah. So I would say the whole, I liked the Sphene arc, and I liked, spoilers, guys.
You haven't played it yet. It's your
fault. And I liked the Kryl parents part. I thought that was cute, and I liked that we got to learn about her.
But so short lived for such a long build up.
I know, that's true.
But I did love Aaron Bill's mom.
I know, I like that. See, that whole part I loved whenever we got to go to the Alexandria
living memory.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, living memory and stuff. I like that part. The whole, like, second half of the MSQ, I liked, I would say. And I understood, and it was, like, alright, the first half, with, like, the Wuklamot, tournament arc or whatever. It was alright. It wasn't that exciting,
I think if we would have had more, like, the one dungeon where Dancred and Uriandre show up to block our way, because they're trying to help Kona, I think if there was more of that fun, friendly rivalry, it's not Dawn Trail itself that I have a problem with. I think it's, like, just the execution.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We only had a couple of those funny moments. Like, if the whole thing was just those fun moments, eating our tacos with Grahatia on the beach.
That's true.
But we didn't have those. Like, we were still on a mission. So I think everybody was expecting fun summer beach party. Mm-hmm. And then we got, like, oh, shit, here we go again.
Yeah.
And so we didn't quite scratch either itch. We didn't get the full satisfaction of fun relaxing and then story.
Yeah, I could agree with that, actually. Because the whole purpose of Dawn Trail was to kind of, like, chill out. So the story and writing wasn't going to be super intense anyways, since we just came off of, you know, 2 expansions of hardcore story going on. So I think it seems like maybe they're trying to ride the middle of that, where a lot of serious shit happened, but they were also trying to make it fun and light.
Trying to coast.
Yeah, exactly.
But then nobody ended up happy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe there was a community that was happy.
Yeah, but I think that some people get mad if you criticize some things, but it's just constructive criticism, guys, okay? Just because I say maybe Good Dawn Trail wasn't that good doesn't mean it's bad or I hate it.
And think
it was
about
fine.
It too. We are the shareholders, right?
Oh, true.
We pay 15, some people 13, I think some people less than that, I don't know. You pay a lot because you'd be buying on my station.
Have you shopping?
You have more shares than anyone else in this room.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, we've paid for our opinion. So yes. I don't think anybody should be getting, you know, called out or chewed out for their opinion because we spend so much money on this game.
Mm-hmm. True. Yes. Side note, I'm so glad they're giving us free to Fantasias because
the back to the number one shareholder.
You guys, I'm sure there has to be people that have spent more than me on Fantasias, but y'all, we in the one, okay, four digits. We're in the four digit range when it comes to money spent on a Fantasias.
I don't believe that. On just Fantasias?
Yes, just Fantasias. I calculated
you
it.
You think four digits?
Yes, so a digit.
But that doesn't include all the dies that you buy.
Right, so it's just Fantasias that there's a number, a comma, and then three numbers. That's how much money I've spent.
No way.
I'm serious.
On just Fantasias?
Yes.
Not that.
And but it's over the course of, you know, what, 7 years that I've been playing.
Seven years. Yeah.
I don't think it's
so
that bad.
So we assume that's one a month. We assume you're spending $120 a year on Fantasias.
Yes.
Because they're $10 a Fantasia.
Yeah.
That's but crazy.
Most of those probably came before like 2022, maybe, because I've played less. But yeah, I used to Fantasia like a couple times a day, sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, before they added,
because like we've joked about this. Yeah, we've joked about your Fantasia consumption.
Yeah, your boyfriend knows, because he would see me be a character and then see him like 10 minutes later and I'd be a different character. Which is so funny to me, because he still acts surprised every time I'm different. It's like, bro.
Oh, because he's just a little bee. He's so
like, what?
Happy to be near his friend. He just loves you.
Yeah. He's like, so it's you. Like, oh, you changed? Yes. Yes, I did.
And I'm, dude, and like,
I'm shocked you're shocked.
We're out and about and he gets all excited to like message you. Oh, he just loves you. It's so cute.
We're best.
Because you know what we were doing on Sunday. I'm not going to say, because I got to like be careful with my identity.
Yeah.
What we were doing on Sunday the whole time, he's like, oh my God, I got to show Nako how to be a real babe and shit.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. But yeah, no, he's like joked about your Fantasia buying. And I've always just been like, yeah, she Fantasias.
He's like,
you're
no.
Like four digits.
She Fantasias.
That's crazy. I know. I mean, I've bought crazier things. I don't know.
But
I respect that you enjoy this game. So yeah, number one shareholder.
Yes, in the Fantasia department, maybe I'm number one, but you know.
On the bubble blowing emoji. Emoji?
Oh yes.
Emote?
Emoji.
Emoji.
The bubble blowing emoji. I bought that when I saw it because it was so cute. So sometimes I just go on there and I need to buy something, and then I'm like, well, what else can I buy since I'm already buying something?
Well, at least you're not contributing to fast fashion, child labor, the chocolate industry.
Chocolate industry.
Yeah, chocolate industry is all child labor apparently. Oh, but Mr. Shit. B said that, so I don't know.
Who knows?
For real. Who knows? It's probably true. I don't know. Please don't cancel me.
But that's everything. iPhones, computers,
everything. So yeah. At least it is a fun, a small indie team.
Yeah. Oh my God! Stop. With their indie level merchandise, seeing that.
No such thing as indie.
That just their figures look so bad, but. Somehow they get sold. I don't know.
The figures are.
Yeah, they're so bad. I don't know why. I thought about buying the Emmett one, but then I was like, well,
I shouldn't. Seen it.
It doesn't look good.
The Xenos one looks like poopy caca.
Yeah. The only thing that looks cute is the Loprits. The little Loprit guys in the boxes.
Oh, the little Loprit plushie I have.
Yeah, that one's cute. And then they have that little figure one. That's cute too. I like that.
There's one that's a light, I think, right?
Maybe. Sometimes they come out with some really cute stuff, and then other times I'm like, what the fuck were you guys thinking? But how do we get off on that? I feel like there's so many tangents, and I forgot where the root of the tangent came from.
We're batting for time.
I know. I think we're literally at time right now, actually.
We've done it. We've batted for time.
We're talking about Dauntrail. And yeah, so. Dauntrail's cool or whatever. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine,
guys. I think everybody has the right to their opinion. They've spent the money on the game. You've spent the money on the game. We've contributed to the merchandising of the game.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the game's not going anywhere anytime soon. You know, this might have been Yawn Trail, but there's gonna be more.
I hope
it's
so.
Not going anywhere. But we do need more for what we're paying for.
Yeah, exactly, we do. I was actually, before we started, I was watching the Xeno. He has a video where he's talking about, like, he called it a cope list of what the ideal patch cycle would be for expansions. So,
tell me about it.
So it was basically like, let me see if I can find it actually. Jimo.
Hi, Jimo.
Jimo.
I'm gonna see you in Fanfest.
Jimo.
Hi, Jimo.
Okay.
How many people do you think walk up to him and say that?
I want to say that to him next if I ever see him. Dude, oh my god, our podcast goal has to be we somehow end up on a Zemo video or Zemo something.
This is gonna be him reacting to the down bad things we were saying earlier about him shaving his beard.
Oh yeah.
Let's not manifest that.
Oh god. Zemo, if you're seeing this, you're cool. That's it. Alright.
You're cool,
Forget what we said about your beard and your muscles.
And your shiny head.
Yeah. Okay, so his cope list was on the expansion release, he said, which we always get, MSQ, level cap, dungeons, 2 trials, 5 new zones, 2 drops. And then we also get, always, 2 weeks later, normal mode raid, and then 2 weeks after that, savage raid. But then he was saying, like, alright, let's see what he's saying. He's saying, like, what if we do 1 month later, after we get our savage raid, we get Unreal and Chaotic. And then 1 month after that, we get Criterion and the new Explore Zone, which includes the Relic. And then, which I think that would be sick if we get the like an Explorer Zone that soon after, because it keeps people engaged, because the expansion release always spikes, and then like as soon as people are done, it just drops off crazy. I feel like
there's always gonna be some level of that though.
Yes, and I feel like he is more qualified to talk about this than I am, because I don't know anything.
Because you log in for glamour.
Yeah, I log in for glamour and having fun with
and
my friends.
And raid.
Yeah. And then he said for 0.1 patches, so 2 months after our last patch where we have the Explore Zone, more MSQ, Dungeon, New Trial, 24-man, Savage Unlock, and then Tomb Cap, 2,000. Tome Cap. Why did I say Tomb?
So this is his ideal list.
Yes.
This isn't what's happening.
Yes, this is his ideal list. This is his idea of what pacing should be for the like content, right?
Like kind of month cycles.
Because right now it was the release, and then we get the raids, and then it, like, pretty much nothing after that, right?
Yeah.
For a long time. Until
long time.
It's 0.2 now, and we're just getting, well, we're not even getting it in 0.2. It's like 0.25. that we're getting the Explore Zone, so is in May. So if Dawn Trail came out the end of June last year, and we're getting it at the end of May, the new Explore Zone, that's almost a year without it. That's a long
time.
That's
weird. That's really weird.
Yeah, so I don't know.
And it's funny too, because I know that Square Enix. I was like, Squarespace? What the heck? My brain like turned off.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
This podcast is not sponsored by Squarespace.
Because you know how everybody is sponsored by them.
Yeah.
So my brain was like, Squarespace?
Square?
Anyway, it's working. Everybody's ads are working. Anyway. So, I think with Square, oh god, where was I going with this before my autism kicked in?
A Square.
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 Oh, yes. Square has openly is just keep saying
Square.
Square. I think Square, because they've openly said, like, hey, we realize such a small amount of the community does Ultimates, such a small part of the community is Ultimates. And then, you know, a bigger community does Savage, and they want my people getting into Savage, and then a little bit bigger community does Extremes, and then there's the rest of the community, right? Mm-hmm. So they've openly admitted to there being a smaller player base for Savage, mm-hmm. right? But here they are, where all we're getting is Savage.
Yeah.
All we're getting is Savage. And it really feels like the only thing they've been pushing is Savage, which I'm okay with, because yeah. that's partly why I play the game. Mm-hmm. But for people that don't, what the heck do they have to do?
Yeah, exactly. Nothing.
There's nothing. And but they acknowledge that it's a small player base that does it. So it's weird how they see that, but then we don't get that reflected in the content we're receiving.
Right. Yes,
does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did my Squarespace ad make sense?
yes, because if I was not raiding, then I would not be doing anything. I wouldn't probably even be playing, because you don't have anything to do. So,
well, and the GPost community really exists outside of Square.
Yeah, I think it's
so that doesn't count.
I feel like that's partly hit. Partly the reason that they don't crack down as hard as they could on mods, because they could easily do it because of how fucking obvious it is that people do it. Because
Mare Lamentorum.
It keeps so many people sub to the game. So many people. Like, if they banned mods, seriously, I bet you that you would see such a crazy decline in subscriptions, because that's
same thing if they banned ACT, I think it would deter a lot of people from raiding.
Because,
well, it is banned. I shouldn't say that they should. It is banned. Don't do it. Disclaimer. Do not raid. Do not mod. We do not raid. Do not use ACT. Disclaimer.
Do not raid. Don't do anything bad. For legal reasons, we have to say that. But
for legal reasons. But
but we're like, also, it's just so obvious. Like, it's not a secret at all that people do it. But I think they kind of have to let mods be. Gray area. They can't accept nor deny them, so they have to be in that middle ground, because otherwise there'd be lots of loss in subs. So, because I was definitely one of those for a while where I was just G-posing. I was subscribing to G-pose, which is kind of funny, actually. I was paying money to take pictures of my character.
a lot of money with your foundation.
Yeah, which, yes.
So, at least you were doing it in a legal way, I would say. If anybody had paid for their opportunity to do that, it was you, for sure.
Yeah.
Miss Fantasia twice a day.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see how the next patches go with Dawn Chill. Hopefully they can spice it up a bit, and the community can express their opinions enough for them to see that needs to change a little bit, and they need to do something.
Well, I'm going to express my opinion. I think the raids look sick.
Yeah. I'm so excited. This little Lalafell one. It looks like Splatoon. So I'm so excited for that one. It looks so cute. Oh my gosh.
But again, that shouldn't be the only thing. Yeah. Especially if they know that it's a small player base. Anyway.
Yeah. Dawn Trail, maybe Dawn Trail, we don't know. Everyone's free to their own opinion. You can tell us yours if you'd like, but... And we're all we're very accepting. You can tell us.
Do we want to invite people to, like, email us any topics they want to talk about? Do we want to, like, bring our email up?
Or DMs, maybe?
Yeah, DMs. DMs are better.
Because I'm not going to look at an email unless you want to look at an email.
I'm a boomer.
I don't even look at my own email.
Send me a telegram. Please fax me.
Dude, yes. We could only accept faxes, but one of us has to buy a fax machine.
I got one. I got it. We're good. We're covered.
Okay. Fax Yasi your consented photos and or messages that you would like us to convey to the
We've made it very clear what's allowed and what's not allowed.
So, unless it's like some hot ass fan art of Xenos and Emmett, then maybe we'll accept
explicit,
that.
Please.
Yeah. Explicit only. When it comes to them two, explicit only. Even better if they're together explicitly.
Ooh. Yeah. Wait, okay. Little space here in case you want to cut this. Do we want to talk about the cosplays briefly? No.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay. Okay, we're not cutting that. We're gonna cosplay!
Yes! I'm so excited. So we're gonna do maid versions of Xenos and Emmett with our other girlfriend who's gonna be maid Grahatia. It's gonna be so cute. We're gonna do it for Anime Expo. Yay. So if you're going to Anime Expo in LA and you see three maidy, wait, should we say this? You're not gonna come find us, are you?
We'll be protected.
Okay. Oh yeah, we have guys with us. Okay, so
we have boys with us. Don't mess with us. Don't come attack us, please. We're scared. We have an army. You're gonna have a gun.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring a gun. Not a real gun, but a gun.
You're gonna pretend to shoot her, huh? You're gonna pretend to shoot our Raha.
Yeah. And so we're gonna be cosplaying at Anime Expo in LA this year. Yay! So exciting. Yay!
Please look forward to it. You know what, as Yoshi P would say.
Oh yes, please look forward to it. And I was also actually thinking of how cute it would be if we made either stickers or business cards or something with our that we could hand out. That would be cute.
Yeah. Oh, we should do that. Let's work on that.
Yeah.
We could put like our logo or
maybe
let's talk about that.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But that'd be cute because people have been doing at FanFest and other things. They'll do sticker trades of their characters. So that'd be kind of cute, maybe, if we could just, like, give out stickers to promote ourselves. That's an off-podcast topic.
Please look forward to it.
Yeah, please look forward to it. Yes. I think that concludes our first episode.
Our first
official episode, sorry, I should say that.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, hopefully. I will, have an easier time dealing with post-production after that, but after the last episode. But yeah, so anyways, yeah, thanks guys, thank you for tuning in with us. Like and subscribe.
Thank you. Wait, let me remember my wave button, hang on.
Okay, yes, me too.
Yay.
Yay. We are on literally everything now, so you can find us on TikTok at what's our
Pulling Aggro Pod.
Okay, Pulling Aggro Pod on I think everything, right?
Instagram, TikTok, Twitter/X.
Yes.
We're not on Threads. Sorry. I don't know.
Who's on Threads?
A lot of people, actually.
Oh my god.
I'm too old.
Dude, I get so... I don't need to get on this topic right now. We're saying bye. So. Okay.
We could just talk to each other for hours.
So on the socials, Pulling Aggro Pod. Thank you again for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Like and subscribe.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Have a good week at school and work and everything.
Or being unemployed.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, bye.